Eventually, I decided to go get the pail of water after all. As I came back in the door with it, stamping my feet, I stood eyeball to eyeball with the mouse for several long moments. He sat motionless, steeped in the fumes of the whiskey on my breath. He'd obviously decided that whatever the fates accorded him in this relationship, it had to be better than freezing to death in his icy nest down behind the bread box. I reached into the carton of food we'd carried up with us and fished out a piece of chocolate chip cookie. I set it very carefully on the clay pipe, about an inch from his nose. The last thing I saw that night, just before cupping my hand above the lamp chimney and blowing out the light, was the gleam of his little black eye up in that corner above the stove. In the morning, both he and the cookie crumb were gone.